Maraming maraming salamat for joining us yet again this afternoon. If it's your first time here, we are Every Nation Campus, and what we do is we equip students for life, leadership, integrity, faith, and excellence. And itong quarantine season, this is what we do. We have our online services, online events like this, and so that we would continue to talk about God's Word. Because this is a quarantine, itong quarantine na to, I believe na it causes us to na matigil yung ibang mga bagay na normal na ginagawa natin. We don't get to talk, to meet our friends personally. We don't, maybe some of our plans didn't happen. Para sa iba naman, maaaring yung graduation kasi nila hindi natuloy. Yung iba naman, dahil sa nangyaring ito, it caused you to be anxious. It allowed you to overthink some of the things that you didn't know na maaaring pang i-overthink. Diba? Because of this situation, and I believe that we can't deny, this is a hard situation for us. This is a difficult season for all of us. But you know, difficult seasons come and go. There were difficult seasons in the past, and there would be difficult seasons that would also come in the future. But in difficult situations like this, in difficult seasons like this, is God's calling for us to preach the gospel, to make disciples? Does it remain to be the same? At yun yung gusto natin pag-usapan. And ngayong hapon na to, we would be talking about the story of Paul and Silas when they were when they preached the gospel, and one time they were preaching the gospel and they were in prison. So what happened was they were in a I believe in a temple, in a place of prayer, when there was this slave girl that had the spirit of divination. Na patuloy silang kinukulit. Lagi niya sinasabi sa kanila, "These men are servants of the Most High God who proclaim to you the ways of salvation." Kaso paulit-ulit ang kulit. Maaaring wala nang nagawang iba sila Paul and si Silas kasi nga paulit-ulit na sumisigaw to. At ang ginawa ni Paul was he rebuked it. He casted out yung spirit of divination dito sa babae na to. At itong slave girl na to kasi pinagkakakitaan to nung nagmamayari sa kanya. At dahil sa nangyaring ito, tumigil yung pagkita nila. Nawala yung kita nila. At ang ginawa nung nagmamayari sa slave girl, pinagbitangan si Paul and si Silas. Nang kung ano-ano. And it caused Paul and Silas to be imprisoned, to be beaten up. I believe that this is a hard situation. As what we can see, this is a difficult situation that they were in. But I believe that Paul and Silas, they knew God's call for them. They knew that the calling of God remains to be the same, even in this situation that they are limited. So we can learn three things. I believe marami tayo pwede matutunan, but we'll tackle about three things that we can learn from this story. Una, as what we can see in Paul and Silas' story, in verse 25, Acts 16 verse 25, ang sabi dito, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the prisoners were listening to them. Imagine, they were in a hard situation, but yet they were singing praises to God. They were still praying to God. And other people were able to see and hear that also. The other prisoners get to see and hear that also. And I believe that Paul and Silas found this as an opportunity to still enjoy the gospel. The gospel can still be enjoyed even in hard situations. So, ang tanong, tayo ba? When hard situations like this come, when hard times like this come, do we get to enjoy the gospel? Paul and Silas, they were praying. They were singing hymns to God. And other people were enticed to God because of that, I believe. At maring for some of us, when there is a hard situation that comes our way, ano nga binagiging response natin? Ako personally, no, one of my most common responses kapag ganito is yung I rant. Sobrang nagrant ako to my friends, to God, and I can't seem to help myself but to complain. For some people, what happens is they question God kapag ganito yung nangyayari. They question, mahal ba talaga sila ni God? Is God powerful? And for other people, what happens is they put the blame on other people or on church. They put the blame on others because of this hard situation that they're in. So how do we respond when difficult situations like this happen? What is our response? Because our response during situations like this reveals kung ano nga ba yung nasa loob ng puso natin. Reveals where our faith is. And I believe people were able to see something in Paul and Silas because of this. In hard situations, can people still see that we get to enjoy the gospel still? there is this peace that we still get from God because of the gospel. And I believe na there is this reason kung bakit ang lakas nilang nagkakantahan, ba't sila kumakanta at naririnig na ibang tao to. I believe that people were enticed. Ano nga ba yung meron kay Paul and kay Silas? Na kahit na ang difficult ng pinagdadaanan nila, kahit na naghihirap sila, bakit sila nakakanta pa rin ng praises kay God? Now, I know someone na what he would do is patuloy siya na nagpapatugtog ng worship song sa bahay nila. At dahil dito, naingganyo yung magulang niya. Na tipong sila na yung nagre-request nito pag walang tugtog sa bahay nila. Patugtog ka naman ng worship songs na. And I believe that this guy was able to preach the gospel to his parents. You know, I believe na this situation, when we get to enjoy God in this situation, people would want that also. What is it with this guy? What is it with, anong meron sa anak ko, ba't nag-i-enjoy pa rin siya sa sitwasyon na to? What is it with this guy's God? What is it with your God that would entice other people? Do you get to enjoy the gospel even in hard situations? But not only that, in the story, we can also see how the gospel was demonstrated by Paul and Silas. In verses 27 to 28, it says here, when the jailer woke and saw that the prison doors were open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself, supposing that the prisoners had escaped. So nangyari, there was this earthquake, and because of that strong earthquake, bumukas yung preso, natanggal yung pagkaka yung chains ng mga preso. At dahil doon, natakot yung warden. Akala niya, kasi pwede siyang parusahan kapag nakawala itong mga to. So instead na maparusahan, ang naisip niya na paraan was patayin na lang sarili niya. But Paul and Silas had that concern to this warden. And they even said in verse 28, but Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do not harm yourself, for we are all here." Imagine that Paul and Silas already had an opportunity to go out. But yet they still chose to show concern to this warden. They thought beyond themselves. Diba? Na hindi lang na yung sarili yung inisip nila. When there is this temptation for us to seek our comfort first before others, what do we get to choose? Minsan gusto lang natin ng me time instead of spending quality time with our families. It's not bad to have our me time. But also, are we getting to demonstrate the gospel when we do that? Or do we get to be a salt and light to our family members kasi we get to spend quality time with them? For others, maaaring yung sa sitwasyon na to, ang saya kayo mag-Netflix, K-drama, ganyan, ang dami mong pinapanood, series, kinukompleto mo lahat yata ng series sa Netflix. Masaya naman talagang gawin yon, and it's not bad to do that. But do we choose to do that over doing some chores sa bahay natin? Cleaning, nagugas ng plato, nagluluto, getting to serve our family members. What do we get to choose? When there is this opportunity to seek our comfort first, do we seek that, or do we choose to pursue demonstrating the gospel to the people around us? Do we get to demonstrate the gospel to the people around us? Do people get to see the gospel being lived out in our lives? Sabi ni there was this one quote ni Ate Che that I would always remember. You may be the only gospel that, you may be the only Bible these people get to read. With how you view the gospel, with how you understand the Bible, do you get to live that out to other people? Is the gospel being demonstrated with how you act out inside your family, inside your household? Even in other hard situations, is the gospel still demonstrated? So the gospel can still be demonstrated during hard situations. The gospel can still be demonstrated during hard situations. And another, in the story, we can read in verse 30 to 32, this is what it says there. Then he brought them out and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe in the Lord Jesus and you will be saved, you and your household." And they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house. Imagine, they found this as an opportunity to preach the gospel, not just to this warden, to this jail guard, but also to the house, to his household. They were able to proclaim the gospel. The gospel can still be proclaimed even in hard situations. The gospel can still be proclaimed even in hard situations. And the result of this, the jailer and his household got saved, got to know who Jesus is. And you know, sometimes we think when we preach the gospel, maybe it's about the multitude. It's about the great number of people that would get to hear the gospel. But imagine, this is just the jailer. I don't know ilan yung tao sa household niya. I believe this is not the multitudes that we think. Diba, nandito enough to have a church service. But yet, these few souls, they matter. They matter. And in God's kingdom, it's not always about the multitudes. One soul matters to Christ that He willingly left the 99 to save that one soul. Just one soul. So who do you have now? Who are the people that you get to have that reach now? Who are the people na that you have this influence over during this time? Or that the people that you get to spend time with na hindi pa nakakilala sa Panginoon? Because I believe that this is an opportunity for you to preach the gospel to them. And what do you have? Ano yung mga platforms for you to do that? You know, let me share two testimonies of students. Una si Patrick. Patrick is a PL Marian. Shout out sa mga taga PL Mar. Diba? And what happened was, last Holy Week, he got to preach the gospel to his mom. Nagsimula lang siya na nag-share ng isang verse, and then eventually, pinreach ng Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." He preached that gospel, and without him realizing na he was already leading his mom to the prayer of salvation. It has always been his prayer from the time na nakilala niya si Jesus na magamit siya ng Panginoon to preach the gospel to his family. And ngayon yung mom niya, She got saved. At nakita niya kung paano siya tinatransform yung mom niya nung gospel pa undi-undi. Ngayon niya, yung goal niya, ma-preach yung gospel sa tatay niya. And this is what he said, "Nakakataba lang ng puso yung ginamit ka mismo ni God upang ma-lead mo yung family mo pabalik sa kanya." And I believe that can be your story also. That maybe this is a great opportunity for you to preach the gospel to your family members. Another testimony, si Isa, a Miriam student, she grew up in a Christian household. But her struggle has always been preaching the gospel. She had a hard time to preach the gospel to people. But yet, ngayong quarantine season na to, she had this one time, nakakwentuhan niya yung mga friends niya, two of her friends. And then nag-open up bigla yung mga kaibigan niya, nag-send yung mga kaibigan niya bigla na may pinagdadaanan sila, na may anxiety sila, that there are things that are bugging them. And she found this as an opportunity to preach the gospel to them. She asked the Holy Spirit for guidance, and then she did it. She preached the gospel to them. Sabi pa nga niya, parang di nga okay yung pagsimula niya eh. But yet, she still preached the gospel to them. It doesn't mean that you have to be fully equipped, that you have to be that good to preach the gospel. Sometimes it just requires to obey what God is calling us to do. Sometimes it just requires us to take that bold step to preach that gospel. Who are the people that we get to reach out now? Who are the people that we get to talk to a lot this past few weeks? Diba? Maring online yan, isip natin, no? Parang di ako comfortable na online. But this is what we have. And this is the platform that God has given us. And I believe that this can be used to advance God's kingdom still. And this is what Isa said. "The gospel is what my family needed. It is what your family and friends need. Because it is the ultimate cure they did not know existed. Not that we are all in quarantine. Our role is to continue. Now that we are all in quarantine, our role is to continue to advance God's kingdom." Nabulol pa ako, no? But you know, this is a great opportunity for us. that how we lived out the gospel, how we get to enjoy the gospel, how we get to demonstrate the gospel, and how we get to proclaim the gospel during hard situations like this is God's way of advancing His kingdom. And He is using you now. God is using you. Are you willing to obey God's call even in hard situations like this? So let me just pray. Panginoon, maraming salamat sa panahon na to. Thank you, God, for allowing us to talk about Your word. Thank you, God, because preaching the gospel is not just limited by yung getting to meet them personally or yung multitudes of people. Lord, I pray that You would be faithful in the calling that You have for us, that even with the small number that we have, the small number of people that we get to speak to, I pray, God, that every time we get to talk to them, we would find this as an opportunity to share Your word, to demonstrate the gospel, and to preach the gospel. I pray for boldness, God. I pray for lives that would be saved. I pray for households that would come to know You. This we pray in Jesus' name, amen and amen.